a hard-fought point this afternoon, Matt, against Tamworth.
Yeah, very good side, Tamworth. We started a little bit slowly, getting a few set plays which we didn't want to give them because they're a direct team. Corners and free kicks, they can hurt teams. They showed that in the first 10-15 minutes, but after the first 10 or 15 minutes, as I say, we started to get our ascendancy and cause them problems. Second half, it was nip and tuck either way, and you know, we went in front, but you know, a disappointing goal to concede, but on balance of play, it was probably a fair result.
Sean in goal made a few key saves.
Yeah, he did very well. He's been great since his arrival from Shrewsbury, he was very good today. It's probably his best performance for us. Unfortunately, we ended up conceding a goal. You know, we usually like to keep clean sheets, especially at home, but it wasn't to be today. But as I said, a fair result maybe is a draw today.
What did you say at half-time? Just increase your tempo and maybe cause them a few more chances in front of goal?
No, I just said it's maybe that 0.5% or 1% that was lacking. Getting desire to get on the end of things, maybe desire to stop them creating things, and we tried to do that in the second half. Maybe we didn't, maybe we did, but it's fine margins. Football is fine margins, and we've taken 4 points off Tamworth, who are a very good side, so I'm happy with that.
Scott left a weird striker's goal.
Yeah, he scored a couple now, so it's great. We caused some problems, but it was nip and tuck all through the game. It was nip and tuck. It was disappointing that we couldn't hold on to the 1-0 advantage, but at times that's football. We've got a horrible Christmas period now with Fylde home and away, and then Brackley away. But you know, these are the games that make you. And we'll go into those games full of confidence because we're up there. I think Vermo stated that Fylde haven't picked up points in the top. I think they've only picked up 2 points from the top six teams, and they've only won against two of the top 10. So we'll go into that game full of confidence, and hopefully, 4 points would be brilliant in those two games, if not maybe six.
Back on today quickly. Andy Teague, you brought him on.
Yeah, he needs to get some. He needs to get some fitness behind him. He's missed a lot of games. Nothing against Nathan Sherrin. He'd picked up a yellow card. He was very good again today, and he's showing that for an 18-year-old how good he is. But we want to get minutes for Teague. Obviously, he's a leader, and we managed to do that for the last 20 minutes.
You mentioned last week about giving cheap free kicks away. Do you think that's what ultimately led to their goal?
Well, that's it. Yeah. Obviously, at this level and maybe even levels above, you concede free kicks and corners. You're always vulnerable, and they capitalised on it, and unfortunately we conceded from it. But you know, a point. We're still in the playoffs. We're still third, and you know, I'm not too disappointed. No, I would have obviously preferred 3 points, but we go to the Boxing Day game against Fylde and hopefully pick up three.
Like you said. Personally as well, their manager was very vocal before this game about how good you are as a manager, and you know, are you improving? Was that nice to hear?
Well, no, I think he's 100% correct in what he says. No, it was very nice. So obviously, Vermo pointed out that he'd been very complimentary to me. Andy is equally a very good manager. I'm not saying that because he's just said it to me. You scratch my back, I scratch your back. But no, it was very good of him. But at this level, you do need, you learn a lot. You do learn a lot, and it's it's where you do learn, and you get your grounding. And he's doing a fantastic job at Tamworth, and we're doing a decent job at Chorley as well. So hopefully we'll continue to do that.
Like I said, monster game now, local derby, bragging rights, everything you could think of possibly. Top of the table clash. What are you expecting from it?
Huge. I love it. I know, you know, this is what football's about. You know, we've always done well in the bigger games, and I'm excited. I can't wait for the fixture. I assume all the fans can't wait to the fixture. Hope they come out in the masses and support the boys. But it'll be a niggly, feisty, fractious occasion, and it'll be A fantastic atmosphere, I'm sure, and I'm really, really looking forward to it, and hopefully we'll be on the right side of the result.